Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Friday, and we are guaranteed to give you your best life. Over there doing it well is the one and only Eva Marcel. Hey! Ricky Smiley's back in the building.
Yeah, that's right.
And over there keeping it fresh on the West, Heidi and Frank hanging out. What up, y'all? We're bringing back the door, pal. Great Sophia. Later on, we got Judge Lynn Tola. She's going to be hanging out with Heidi and Frank. And Chewy is hanging out with the guys from Queer Eye. But first, Jada Pinkett Smith. She's continued to shit.
Oh, what's going on now?
No.
She just has me shook.
We're learning so much. This time, she shared it with our radio brother, Sway, on Sway's Universe. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
You said when Trey first had sex, you could look at him and tell.
Yeah, him and Jaden. Jaden specifically. The night Jaden lost his virginity, I knew.
How?
Come on now. Y'all know how it goes. I mean, you get a whole new swag. You know what I'm saying? He walking in the house with his chest puffed. I'm like, where you been at?
Right. Uh-huh. What's up?
What you been doing? Uh-huh. And, you know, he just confessed. He's like, oh. And he told me straight up. But I knew already. And my little boy was gone. Yeah. He walked in as a young man.
Yeah. Did he
walked
really?
In the house as a young man. And as a mother, you just know.
Okay, do you think any of your parents knew when you lost your virginity?
No.
Not at all. Now, Frank, I know your story has to be insane. How did your parents find out?
Let's see. She was a lot older than me, and I snuck out of my house to go and lose my virginity. And this is not something I normally did, but sneak out of the house. So I got caught coming back in crying.
You were crying?
Yeah.
It was that good?
It was
you
that
didn't
awful.
Last.
Oh, wait, well,
I was like, wow, I thought it was supposed to be special, Mom.
Wait, because she was like, you were... You guys, he was, listen to this, she was like 19,
yeah, she was
he
19.
Was 14, and yeah. She kept smoking her cigarette the
she
whole time,
She never put
right?
her cigarette out, and she had one of those sandbag ashtrays sitting on her stomach.
Sound like you slept with a Waffle House waitress.
That would have been a step up.
Oh, God. All right, well, moving on, Nick Cannon just did an interview with Madame Noir, and he was asked, does he want more kids? What do y'all think he said?
No.
Yes.
No.
I definitely think he wants more
kids. You think
yes? Because he's young and fun like that.
He's okay. Open to it.
All right, well, let's find out. Nick Cannon, do you want more kids?
I do. I want some more kids. I don't know with who. I don't know when. Hopefully ain't nobody pregnant right now. But 5 has always been my number. My dad has 5 boys. I got 3. So I think maybe 2 more, I don't know. But I do think our purpose for being on this planet is to multiply, like keep being fruitful. Like, so we'll see.
I'm the exact opposite. I don't want any more kids. I don't think anybody wants kids. I think
you
kids
return
just
some?
Right. Well, in the same interview, of course, he ended up saying that he actually doesn't even believe in relationships.
That's what's
so up. I'm assuming the kids are just going to be with women that he likes.
You know, sometimes it is what it is. Like, you know, nah. Like, there are more women than there are guys, and sometimes you just got to help out.
Nah, that's
we don't need help like
that's
that.
That's a headache. Because you have these kids and all these different kids, mothers, mm-hmm. and attitudes and moods and all this kind of stuff. It can be a problem.
But just imagine if he can get all these women to live in the same compound, and it's like kind of like a community, and everybody's helping everybody.
Well, who do you think he is, R. Kelly?
Anyway, time for Ticket or Skip It.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. weekend is the movie Tag, and basically it's about a group of friends that play tag.
Oh, what?
Every year we play tag.
You punched me.
You never know when someone's gonna pop up.
Congratulations, buddy. You're it. Doing great, Anna.
Our buddy Jerry, he's the best that ever played, and now he wants to retire.
Never been tagged. Just saying.
So who's it?
You can't touch this.
So here we get Jerry.
You can't touch this.
Synchronize your watches.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't wear a watch.
Time is a construct.
Some couples go on cruises. Some couples go camping. Some couples go to strip clubs and have gang. And this is just what we love. This is our gang.
Wow.
You're it. Question.
Oh.
You're it.
Yes. Thank you.
You're it, Frank. You're it.
If you were going to have a movie about you and your friends based on a game, what would that movie be called?
Well, when I was a kid, and the girls,
you have to have friends first, Heidi.
I don't know if guys did this a whole lot, but girls, when we got together, we played Truth or Dare. Did you guys
that
do that portion,
a lot.
Eva?
Truth or Dare, and Never Have I Ever.
Me and my friends used to play What Did I Steal? Like, we would go over each other's house and take something every time we would go over someone's house, and we wouldn't tell you what it was we took. And you would just have to figure out.
At first, you thought you always met at the pawn shop.
Yo, like, 6 months later, 6 years later, yo, where's my birth certificate?
Oh, that's epic. I like that.
All right. Who's going to take it or skip it? Take it or skip it.
I'm going to take it. I think that looks great.
Take it. What do you guys say?
Well, I'm going to skip it.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just not my thing. It just didn't seem like it was just going to be funny to me.
Yo, on the strength of Hannibal Buress alone, ticket.
Yeah, ticket. I love comedy and I love action.
I'm going to Amazon Fire Stick that's jail broke it.
Whoa!
What do you say?
So that's like ticket-ish.
Yeah, you got to see it at some point.
I'm going to say ticket as well, but what do you say out there? Is it ticket or skip? You're it.
Gotcha. He didn't.
Yes, you're
the audience
right.
Is it. I'm not just Dish Nation audience is it.
You're about to get chased.
Right.
You're it, America. Billy Bob Thornton opened up about his marriage to Angelina Jolie. He was talking to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and he told them what broke up their marriage. And apparently, their marriage was a good experience. Here's what he said. That was a great time. We just had different lifestyles. Hers is a global lifestyle, and mine is an agoraphobic lifestyle. So that's really, that's the only reason we're probably not still together.
So that really means they just had really good sex and got tired of having sex with each other and left. Because really, if you're that much of an opposite, like, I can't be with somebody who really wants to be out all the time because I like to be inside. We'll
Me
never
too.
Work.
You're like a homebody.
I am a homebody.
I'm
unless
your gun.
I have to
I
work.
Don't go anywhere.
Yes.
What's
see,
up, Portia?
I can't take it if you just got to
be home
out.
Tonight. What you doing?
When Billy Bob Thornton was with Angelina Jolie, remember, they had vials of each other's blood around their neck, right? So now, that's kind of...
What?
Yeah.
Don't you think you had a clue at that point? She's a little creepy. Out there. Creepy like she's a little more adventurous than he is.
So you think,
that's
okay,
some vampire type of stuff right
I know. So then you think, well, okay, the marriage goes south. They end sort of on good terms, but they end. So now what do you do with the vials of blood? And Billy Bob Thornton, actually, he talked about all the coverage surrounding the necklaces that he and Jolie had.
And, the necklaces were a very simple thing. Hey, let's poke our finger with a pen. Smear a little blood on there. When we're away from each other, we'll wear the necklace. It was that easy. But by the time it came out in the press, it sounded like we were wearing a bucket of blood around our neck, you know?
Oh, that makes it so much better.
It's still, I saw the vial. What? It was about this big. It still was a lot of blood. First of all, I don't want your blood on me. How about that?
Then you've not been in love, Portia.
All kind of DNA, just evidence.
Just frame her for murder if you didn't like her.
That's what I'm saying. That's full on evidence.
There's a movie.
What's the strangest thing you kept from a past relationship?
So one of my exes had a lot of diamond earrings, like yellow diamond, black diamond, whatever, different diamond, you know, the one earring. And I just grabbed a couple on my way out of there.
No.
And I gave them to my broke boyfriend.
Wow. Reboxed it, cleaned it all up.
I really did. And he won.
He probably got keloids now.
Yeah. He's like, these are so nice.
Well, earlier this week, we sat down with Judge Lynn Toler from her hit show, Divorce Court. And if you want to hear her lay down some law, well, stick around.
Judge Lynn Toler is currently the host of the very popular show Divorce Court, and going into its 20th season, by the way, which they call like the platinum season, 20 seasons. Please welcome Your Honor, Judge Lynn Toler.
How y'all doing? Always good to see you.
Is it ironic that your show's outlasted most marriages?
I mean to tell you, isn't that wild?
Yeah, I know, huh?
Lasting 20 years is something most people don't do anymore.
It is. I mean, 20 years. And you're moving to it. You're taking the show because you've been in Los Angeles this whole run,
right? This whole
right?
time.
And now you're going to Atlanta.
We are going to Atlanta.
Do you suspect it's going to be completely different kind of couples in your courtroom, or is people in a bad marriage, people in a bad marriage no matter where you're living in the country?
I think nonsense is pretty much nationwide. It's all, you know, it's the same kind of stupid all over the country.
Yeah, right.
You know, but now we're going to be in Atlanta. We're looking for couples in Atlanta.
Ooh,
so all right. So we have a new city to choose from. We take them from all over, but go to DivorceCourt.com if you're in Atlanta and your man ain't right.
What can we expect in the 20th season of Divorce Court?
Everything is, I mean, we got the same, I mean, people are people. So they're going to come in with the same nonsense. But it's going to be a whole new set, a whole new vibe. We do Save My Marriage, Keep Us Together, because I have found that people in Divorce Court, they was like, you know, I don't really want to divorce him, but I want you to set him straight.
Oh, so then
you know, yeah, I want to come in advice. I want you to tell her she's crazy.
Now, 20 years ago, when you were starting out with the show, you might have heard the argument. I was like, I found a drawer of letters that he was writing or that he received.
But now,
with social media and things, it's like everything's just sped up as far as
I mean, Facebook is fatal to marriages. I mean, just, it's too easy.
He was talking to his high school girlfriend.
You can cheat on your woman sitting right next to her on the couch. You used to have to leave the house. You ain't got to leave the house no more. You can cheat on her right God. There.
When he starts sitting in that chair across the family room from you to watch TV,
you know it's on.
Yeah. Who are you texting? Let me see your phone, baby.
Nothing. I'm checking my fantasy football team. You've been married since, what, 1989?
Forever.
Forever.
Which is unheard of in Hollywood.
Yes.
But you're making
Forever.
It work.
Yeah, we've been, you know. We've already had the argument, no matter what it was. We've had it already. So there's no need to have it again. You know, we're happy.
Does it help being, you know, judge on Divorce Court to hear all these other people's pathetic stories? You go home and go, I don't have it that bad.
I
this
appreciate my husband
great.
So much.
You know, the deep part is, I was on Divorce Court one year, year 18. It was horrible. Every time my husband left the room, I flipped into bird. And I was just getting ready to put the brother out. And then I was watching people on Divorce Court, and I said, son of a gun. I said, the reason he's such an idiot is because I taught him to be one.
Helpless.
So it's your
and
fault.
It was. Because I kept saying yes when I didn't mean yes. I kept saying okay when I didn't mean okay. But I fixed it because I was saying, these women are doing what I'm doing, and that's why I'm not happy.
There's always been that question of, do you let somebody know how many people you've slept with in the past? There's an NBA player who decided to write a list of everybody he's ever slept with.
Iman Shumpert, yeah.
Yeah, and then gave it to his wife. That way, you know, she knows and she's not surprised if this ever comes, you know.
But for what purpose? I don't understand.
Do you know how many women that your husband has slept with?
I believe I do. But I wouldn't care.
I don't want to know either.
Yeah, I don't care.
I hate that
He
game.
Had a life before he met me. So did I. I don't care what he did with whom.
All right, let's all write down our individual numbers.
No, I'm compare. Not
okay,
playing this game with you.
All right. Damn, Judge.
Still working.
All right, so if you're in Atlanta and you want to come on Divorce Court, what do they have to do?
Go on DivorceCourt.com.
Okay.
It's no easier than that. Click on the thing. Want to be on the show? A producer will call you. We'll talk to you. And hopefully, we'll have you on the show.
So check it out. The 20th season of Divorce Court coming to Atlanta.
Judge Lynn Toler.
All right. Woo!
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Hey, what up, Dish Nation? Chewy Martinez, and we are here on the red carpet, and I'm about to talk to the cast of Netflix's hit show, Queer Eye. I see them coming. Let's get this red carpet started. Come on. The show's a massive success. Congratulations on all that, of course. What is the craziest DM that you've received since the show has hit the airwaves?
I think it would probably be marriage proposals. I get that a lot of people really? Saying, will you marry me?
And someone from the Illuminati, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Or they said they were. It was very... it kind of took a weird, dark turn and then invited me to come to some other country. It was... I kind of wanted to engage, but I didn't.
Exclusive. The Illuminati is real. Beyonce's in it, Jay-Z's in it, and Anthony's in it.
Oh, my gosh. I get DMs every day.
I've heard some marriage proposals.
I get a lot of marriage proposals. The only thing that I find really strange, though, is that I'm very open about my marriage all the time. So to have people ask me if they can send me inappropriate stuff, I'm like, no. I've been married for 10 years. Right. I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good. Yeah.
You're good.
I don't need that. Don't send me that again.
Your love tank is full.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I'm very happily full. Yeah.
How much of a whirlwind has all this been for you, man?
I like to joke and say that I feel like Britney or Christina circa like 2003. Oh. I just feel like I'm blowing up. I feel like I won America's Next Top Model season 6.
And every day, all right.
I just feel like I'm on this like whirlwind. Like it's like interview this, that. Yeah. It's like I feel like I'm living my best life. It's so fun.
But yo, who would you like to possibly, you know, style or give a makeover to? Is there a celebrity out there that you just want to hook up?
You picked a really good one recently.
Peter Griffin.
Family Guy or Homer Simpson.
Yeah, we would love them because I mean,
our
come on.
Cartoons are not offensive to any real human beings out there, and we're all about inclusivity and kindness, so we're gonna stick with that brand.
And like, I love those cartoons, and if you look at those guys are the epitome of what we could help. You know what I mean?
And I think maybe Cartman from South Park could use a little lesson in being nice
to
people.
Use a lot of karma.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's hilarious.
Excuse me, I'm going home.
I'm obsessed with Family Guy. Peter Griffin needs a major makeover in every aspect of his life.
What would you put Peter in?
I would want to put him in a nice suit, some great jeans, because those green pants aren't working for anyone. Okay. And maybe give him some better eating habits.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tan, I love you, man.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that.
How am I doing? Tonight.
Okay, you're doing great. I love that you're wearing all black. I love an all black. However, we do need to work on your jeans.
Okay.
They're too loose at the bottom. They make you look shorter.
Okay.
You need to tighten up the leg. I promise you, tighten up the leg, it's going to make you look taller.
Tighten up the leg.
Yeah. I'm not saying skinny jeans, just slightly tighter. All right.
Thank you.
Was that too harsh?
No.
You seem really hurt by it.
Not at all.
All right, good. I promise you it'll help. We call it a tapered jean. Okay. I promise it's going to change your life.
I have tapered jeans.
All right, good. Well, then next time I want to see you in them. The next time I see you in a red carpet, I'm going to look for you and say, look at what a difference that made.
All right.
Man, is that
I'm done with 10. One more question, man. What's one word of advice you could give to our current president about his hair?
Probably make like Frozen and let it go.
Okay. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Gisele Bündchen can't hang with the modern models on Instagram, y'all.
Why not?
Well, she really doesn't want to. Gisele's Instagram is full of photos of her beautiful family, along with some stunning pictures of herself kind of sprinkled in there. But if she had it her way, she wouldn't be in the photos at all.
What?
Gisele tells Vogue, if it was up to me, it would only be pictures of sunsets. If I had to promote myself in the way these girls modeling now have to do, forget it. I wouldn't do it.
Hmm. She right, though. She already won the game. Like, you know, for the era she came out in, she got busy under the terms and conditions in which people were doing it.
I feel like, listen, your Instagram is your Instagram. Your followers are following you for a certain reason. They're not following Portia Williams expecting to see anything similar to Kylie Jenner, okay? That girl is, what, 20-something? I'm 37 years old. So, you know, I show what I look like, you know, in my life and what I like and what I think is great.
Portia, you be showing those tatas every now and then.
Oh, yes, because every now and then you have to sprinkle in some more juice.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All in Jamaica,
you gotta keep
on the
it
beach.
Juicy.
The baby birds be waiting for the...
Yeah, they be...
Yeah. I have my phone set so when the ratchet stuff come in, it's like, oh, there she go, yeah.
We like fish in a fish tank when them flakes hit the water.
Yep.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.